From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hurricane Irma has been downgraded to a Category 2 storm as it moves northward along the west coast of Florida. Its high winds, torrential rains, and surging surf have left millions without power. Associated Press reporter Robert Ray was in the high-rise building in Naples in southwest Florida.
The scene here, I was on the 10th floor of this building, which is right on the Gulf of Mexico, overlooking at a camera trained down onto all the trees and the neighborhoods, and the trees literally bending, many of them breaking, palms all over the place. You could hear in the distance buildings, like the roofs of buildings that were coming apart and hitting the ground.
Millions evacuated ahead of the storm, while tens of thousands sought refuge in emergency shelters. Florida Governor Rick Scott appreciates international concern.
I know a lot of people are praying for us around the world. I know a lot of people want to help us. I tell them we need more volunteers. We have over 400 shelters open now, but we'll need volunteers after the fact to distribute food and water and clean up debris.
Irma has killed nearly 30 since it cut a swath of destruction across the Caribbean. Boris Johnson is the British Foreign Secretary.
We're getting a huge amount of aid in there. You've got 500 UK troops in the region now. As I speak, we've got, I think, more than 50 British police going on their way to the British Virgin Islands and other places.
St. Martin, St. Barton, Antigua, and Barbuda were also hard hit. The death toll from a cholera outbreak in Nigeria has risen to 35, with nearly 1,300 cases. The UN warned it threatens more than a million people, many living in displacement camps. And the World Health Organization said more than 500 have died of waterborne disease in the Democratic Republic of Congo, with more than a million displaced by fighting in central Kasai region. This is VOA News.